from the Carolina Custom Wheel Studios. This is WEND Salisbury,
flagship of the Woody and Wilcox Radio Network
and
Charlotte's new rock alternative.
106.5. The End.
Well, you may want to prepare yourself. I don't know how to do that, but you may want to try it anyway. Woody has a new game that we're going to play, and it could be something. Foo Fighters on the Woody and Wilcox Show. Of course, Grohl breaking his leg. Did you see what happened to the Peppers over the weekend?
Yeah, they were supposed to play a show, and they canceled right at the last minute.
Anthony Kiedis had to go to the hospital. They say something wrong with his stomach. I don't know if it was just a bad case of the flu. I don't usually think of you having to be rushed to the hospital for something like that. They had to cancel their show in L.A.
Right.
Don't know anymore. I haven't heard any updates on that.
They had another show for iHeartRadio that was supposed to happen either tomorrow night or Wednesday night. That's been canceled as well.
Who has the flu?
Anthony
Kiedis.
Okay.
From the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
We've got a round of something or other that we're all going to punch each other in the face about. However, it's an opportunity for you to get in now to compete. One of the things you could walk away with prize-wise is apparently Nick Offerman and Megan Mullally, who are married and are hilarious in their own right, are touring the country doing comedy together. And they're going to be at the Ovens Auditorium in August. We've got tickets for you to that, among other things, at 844-4WW-SHOW.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
I don't think I need to remind you, as a red-blooded American, what a great day today could be if it was a national holiday where we didn't have to work.
Well, I think that applies to any day, right?
Yeah, but there needs to be a reason.
Hey, you don't have to work today. I go, okay, that's a pretty good day.
Needs to be a reason for it, right?
Nope.
No, it doesn't.
Not to me.
Just go ahead and take the day off. It's national take the day off. Yeah. No, it's not that. Today is National Piercing Day. We celebrate National Piercing Day on the 16th of May. For good reason. Started back in 2007, lovers of body piercings chose this as the day to have a national holiday where you would go out and get yourself some new piercings. Wilcox, how many piercings do you have?
I don't have any that I'm aware of. Would I not be aware of any? I don't know. No, I don't think I have any.
Chelsea, any piercings?
5, but most of them are closed up.
Gotcha. I have no piercings either that I know of. Uh-huh. I'm like Wilcox, but maybe today is the day. Because I was fascinated when I was doing research on National Piercing Day, how many different piercings there are, and they all have names. And I've come up with a game based on piercing names. Let's meet our contestants first. Michelle is up to play our game. Good morning, Michelle. How many piercings do you have?
4.
4, gotcha. And any that we can't see?
Well, I can't see any of them.
You can't see. That's right.
Good point.
Oh, there's 1 that you can't see and 3 that you can see. Oh, you did the math right. 3 plus 1.
Yes, good job.
Right,
good job.
I'm going to take that as a yes. Cindy. All right, let's move along.
Cindy is up to play our game. Cindy, how many times have you been pierced?
4.
4 times. And any that we can't see either?
No.
Gotcha. All right. Well, so you guys have probably had those piercings done by a professional. You know there's certain names. I've come up with a game that I'm calling Metal Pushed Through Your Bod or Dude That Plays With a Big Rod. I'm going to be giving you guys a name. You tell me if it's the name of a piercing or a professional fisherman that fishes on the FLW.
On the FLW?
Forest L Wood Tour of Professional Fishermen. Yes. Michelle, Cindy, you guys are going to be using your name as your buzzer.
Can I get this straight? So do we say Rod or?
You say your own name and then I'll allow you to answer. And you tell me if it's a piercing or if
Rod or Bod.
Right. Yeah.
Woody's not good at creating his own game, so we'll help out with that part. So it's a pro fisherman or the name of a piercing?
That's correct.
Okay.
Well, I mean, what
you
else?
Probably could leave the FLW tour part of that out. Unless you just want to be an a-hole and confuse people. I mean, why did I even say that? I know that's what he wants to do.